This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast. I am your host, Akona Machoba. Thank you for choosing this weekly SME show as your preferred platform to delve into the important issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Now, as a loyal listener of the podcast, you would know by now that we talk quite a bit about small business development over here. That's because we like to keep our fingers on the pulse of the key development skills that SMEs need to thrive, as well as how they can best implement these skills to their businesses. Along with that, we like to keep track of how these varying investments into small businesses impact the country's overall economic performance. So today, and in line with that, on the podcast, I am joined by Sean Theanison, the founder of Property Point, a small business incubator and accelerator in the property sector, which was created by JSE-listed property giant Growth Point back in 2008. Now, one of Property Point's main concerns is unlocking opportunities for small businesses operating within the local property sector. So thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, Sean.
Hi, good day, and good day to all the listeners.
So Sean, I mentioned obviously what Property Point does in a nutshell, but I think it's better to hear it from you as someone who has founded the initiative. Can you just speak to us about Property Point's journey since being created back in 2008 to this point? What issues were you looking to address when you thought to create this initiative with Growth Point?
Awesome. Thanks so much. So as you mentioned, Akona, we started in 2008, and Property Point was really envisaged to provide support, guidance, and assistance and development for small businesses operating within the built environment. Firstly, for creating opportunities for market access for businesses, but secondly, also to look at the diversification of the supply chains within the built environment. So under the auspices of Black Economic Empowerment, the aim was really to say, how are we able to support small businesses, happen to be Black businesses, to get a foothold in the industry in order to provide services through to the industry and create an opportunity where they're able to thrive effectively. Throughout that journey, you know, we've been able to really touch on key points with that of challenge within the industry. As I mentioned, diversification of supply chains. We've also worked extensively around the green economy and focusing on how to gear small businesses up to take hold of opportunities within the green economy. There's been a key focus around youth and women-owned businesses as well. To date, we support our mandate is to support at least 70% women-owned businesses by 2025, which we are on a path to reach that target. But also a key factor for us is local economic development and incorporating local communities, specifically around assets where you have outlying retail assets and building development. How are you able to effectively incorporate those local economic opportunities for businesses within those regions? So quite a vast reach in terms of supporting small businesses, providing business development support, research and impact assessment for these businesses.
A vast reach indeed, Sean. I mean, I'm interested obviously in how the landscape has changed since then. It's been, if my maths is correct, at least 15 years since the Property Point initiative was founded. And I'm just interested in how the property sector has changed since then and how the needs of small businesses that you guys work with have changed since then. I'm sure at the beginning, there might have not been uptake from small businesses. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm sure that has changed as you've experienced what businesses need and what they can do without within that development journey. Can you just speak to us about how the economic landscape has changed for the sector and what the needs have been like throughout the years?
Yes, I think what we've seen, the economic landscape in South Africa is not an easy landscape for small businesses. So that doesn't matter when in this timeline, we found that it's always been a challenge. I think initially when we started out, the biggest issue was around diversification of getting new entrants into the market, focusing on intentionally focusing on getting Black businesses into the market. I think the challenge for a small business always remains the same. It's you know, there's a key focus around market opportunities and being able to unlock those market opportunities, as well as managing their day-to-day operations, such as cash flow management. So if we look at those key challenges, you find that the macroeconomic environment becomes quite critical. What we've seen over the years has been an increase in inflation, which has a direct impact on businesses. We currently had a situation of a bit of a higher interest rate in South Africa as well. So you have these kind of microeconomic valleys and troughs for and ups for businesses. So you find that interest rate has a key factor. But I think that over the past couple of years, with the emergence of load shedding, and all the other challenges from an infrastructure perspective, water issues in the country, it has a direct impact around how businesses operate and the cost of operating for businesses. And those things become quite critical. What we've also seen in the past couple of years, hence the focus on women-owned businesses, is the lack of women-owned businesses within the built environment, and that it's still very much, it has been in the past quite a predominantly male-orientated environment. And creating opportunities for women-owned businesses becomes critical.
And on that point of diversification, I'm just interested. I mean, you have been here from the beginning, so you definitely have that memory built in. In your assessment, how good is the property sector, the local property sector, at retaining Black-owned and women-owned small businesses? What is the retention rate looking like?
So I think it's an industry that if you are able to do effectively well, if you're able to service the industry well, if your value proposition is something that speaks to the need of the industry, then your tenure for businesses to stay in is quite long. I think if we reflect back for the past 15 years, a lot of the businesses that we started with in Property Point are still successful operators within the market to date. But it can be a harsh industry because you need to be top of your game. You need to be able to provide a service offering that is critical to the needs of the industry. You need to be able to be agile and adaptable to what the industry needs are. So if we look at our overall statistics, we worked most probably close to 700 businesses that we've incubated, that we typically work with over a period of 2 years. And to date, we have a successful graduation of about 72% of those businesses still operating within the industry. So if you are able to be successful, it becomes a good industry, but it can also have a lot of tough times. So the construction industry took a bit of a slump over the past couple of years. We see that there's been a lack of spend from government in terms of infrastructure development, even though there's been a lot being said about it. You know, the money flow has not been there. With the economic downturn, COVID, it was an industry that took a huge knock as well. So a lot of resilient businesses within this space.
And Sean, I appreciate those figures that you gave us there that kind of paint the picture of retention, which seems like, as you mentioned, it's not looking too bad and the sector is doing well. And I'm guessing that the programs that Property Point offers to small businesses helps with that retention and helps build those businesses so that they fit for purpose for the sector. Can you just speak to me about the various incubation programs that you have on offer for small businesses?
Yeah, so some of the key business programs that we've currently working with is we have our enterprise development program. So these are businesses that are working within the built environment. They've been operational for maybe 2 years. They're majority Black owned, at least 51% Black owned. We do have a specific slant towards women owned businesses. And typically they would go into a 2-year incubation program where we would work with that business to really refine their value proposition, create market opportunities and linkages with potential clients, and allow them to be able to really grow in terms of their network within the built environment. We have very specialized programs as well. We're currently launching a climate change incubation program. So that is with businesses that operates within the green economy space. As we have the current challenges around load shedding in the country, you know, one of the key elements is that you want to be able to ensure that businesses are geared towards taking up the opportunities in the space. But what we've typically seen is that Black businesses don't necessarily always have that access to market. So our key focus on this climate change and green economy program that we've launched is to ensure that we are getting small black businesses to take up the opportunities within the space of the energy crisis that we have. We also have specific incubation programs just for women-owned businesses that we focus on. And really, that's getting up a different support mechanism, because we do acknowledge that the challenges that women-owned businesses face are different. There's both economic challenges, but also the kind of the broader socioeconomic environment. Typically, owners being mothers as well, and you know, being able to multitask so many other things. So being able to make that specific provision and for that support for women-owned businesses. So an array of offerings. More details can be found on our website. So that's propertypoint.org.za. So it's www.propertypoint.org.za.
Thank you for sharing those details. I'm sure it will be very useful for our listeners. And I'm just now trying to move to the importance of partnership in your journey. Property Point, yes, began as initiative of Growth Point, but you have since then branched out to work with other entities like Plascon, the JC Listed Attack, as well as the Small Enterprise Development Agency. That's just being the few that you've worked with. I'm sure there's many more. What would you say is important, the partnerships both with private sector corporate partners or government entities in helping Property Point achieve its goals with upskilling small businesses in the property sector? How important is having those relationships and forming those partnerships to driving that economic impact that you so thrive for?
Akona, partnerships for us has been most probably the most critical thing in terms of the successes that we've been able to achieve. So We work with quite an array of private sector clients that we implement their programs on behalf of them. About 56% of our clients are listed REITs. Our aim is also to focus on building that critical partnerships with government, both at the local government level as well as the national government level. And being able to ensure that you have a multi-stakeholder engagement approach in order to solve the problem. All these partners have one thing in common, and that thing in common is that they want to be able to support small businesses and ensure that they're able to effectively service the industry, but also create opportunities within the industry. So it becomes quite critical to work together. I think single-handedly, we would not have been able to do so. We've got another exciting project that's coming up, which is currently launched. We partnered up with the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town, where we will be supporting one of their food incubators at Maker's Landing. And that's a diversification of the work of supporting small businesses within the South African landscape. So I think partnership is critical to support and the growth of businesses.
Sean, I have to sneak this question in here because you do have some history with the Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce, having worked in that entity. And I'm just interested, because you work with the private sector so extensively and you work with partnerships through Property Point, I'm trying to gauge your sense or the response that you're getting from private sector players on their willingness to kind of extend an extra hand for an extra initiative being added to their books. We know that the private sector has been almost burdened with a lot more than they kind of signed up for with everything that's been happening locally. I mean, we can mention load shedding just being one of those. Private sector has had to kind of invest a lot more than what was probably initially planned 5 years ago into strengthening their backup power capabilities. And then we also mentioned municipal issues. Just here in Joburg alone, we've seen how that has been a challenge. How willing is the private sector to lend a hand and kind of create a space for small businesses to enter the property sector currently?
Yeah, Akona, yes, correctly. I was the president of the Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce from 2020 to 2022. It's a challenge, I think, from a private sector perspective. The cost of doing business in South Africa has truly increased tremendously. I think the ability to now also make provisions for your own energy and water supply becomes quite an additional cost that the private sector did not necessarily factor in. And I think that, you know, what we still see is that South Africa is still a great opportunity market in order to for businesses to grow, but that cost of doing business is continuously increasing. But in order for big businesses to thrive effectively, it actually makes economical sense for them to work with small businesses in order to both include opportunities within their supply chain for small businesses. Small businesses are the driving engine for growth and economic growth in the country, as well as job creation. It's not big businesses that are going to create those opportunities. It's small businesses. So we really see from a property point perspective in our work is that it creates a value proposition for big business to be able to work with small business. It does not become a grudge purchase, but small businesses need to be able to effectively deliver. They need to be able to be cost effective in terms of their offering, and they need to be able to deliver good service. And I think those key elements becomes critical to the success of any small business. Because if you are able to deliver on time, within budget, with good service for a client, you're going to have a client for life. And big business is open and willing. And we've seen that just in the work that we've done in the property industry, how the big businesses have come together to support small businesses.
In light of that then, Sean, just a brief forecast of what the property sector is looking forward to in 2024 and what Property Point is preparing itself for in this new year. What are the opportunities or risks that lie ahead for the sector, and what are you looking out for as we try to tackle yet another year?
Yeah, I think 2024, it's going to be an interesting year. We know from a political perspective, it's an election year. So not too sure what that will hold in store for us. I think from a business perspective, we want to ensure that that the elections go off quite smoothly, and that there's a key focus around economic policy that stimulates growth for South Africa. I think that the biggest challenges that we have is still the energy crisis and the cost of the energy crisis. What we're seeing in the property sector is very much a key focus around ensuring that there's a strong focus around energy efficiency and a drive to make sure that buildings become carbon neutral and low cost from an energy perspective in order to sustain and retain tenants. And the same thing from a supply chain perspective. We have a key focus, as I mentioned previously, around supporting small businesses to create their value offering and value proposition in the green economy and the energy efficiency space in order for them to also look at the opportunities that's going to come at the forefront. And I think that if we are able to ensure that the macroeconomic elements such as reduction in inflation and decrease in interest rates is positive post-elections, it will become an economical environment for small businesses to thrive. If not, I think what we've also seen in South Africa is that during COVID and pre-COVID that businesses are very resilient. I think it's a lot the risk factor in terms of things going wrong economically. It's a huge risk factor for small businesses. So don't indebt yourself. I think managing your financial situation, being able to ensure that you are driving a more cash flow business as opposed to increasing your debt becomes quite critical. And focus on servicing your clients, give those clients that you have excellent service and ensure that you're able to maintain those clients, because in a tough time, you don't want to go out looking for new clients. You want to be able to ensure that you're servicing your current clients.
There you have it, Property Point's Sean Theanazon, detailing the entity's journey since its founding in 2008 and what they look forward to now in 2024 as they continue to provide enterprise development opportunities to small businesses operating in the local property sector. Thank you so much for your time, Sean.
Thank you, and thank you to the listeners.
If you enjoyed this episode, please download the Small Business Conversations podcast on all digital platforms, and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can X me at machoba_A, or you can email us at smepodcast@moneyweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, goodbye, and don't forget to support a small business near you.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.